Hello, friend. Happy Advent. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse on this eighth day of December. And I just want to commend you for taking 5 minutes out of your day to prepare your heart and your mind and your soul for Christmas. That's what we're doing here at Pray Every Day. I'm finishing up with some Messianic Psalms today. Tomorrow we'll go into the book of Isaiah. And I hope that these are helping you just to see the beauty of scripture and how it all connects together, but also to prepare your heart for the baby in a manger. So today I'm reading to you from Psalm 110. This is a Psalm of David in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Yahweh says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool for your feet. Yahweh will send out the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule among your enemies. Your people offer themselves willingly in the day of your power, in holy array. Out of the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth. Yahweh has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush the kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will heap up dead bodies. He will crush the ruler of the whole earth. He will drink of the brook on the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm seeing echoes of Genesis 3 in this particular passage of the penalty for the serpent is that he's going to bite on the heel, but that whoever vanquishes evil is going to crush him on his head. And so we see that in this particular passage. It says he will crush the ruler of the whole earth. And we are so grateful that you have done that, Lord Jesus. Greater is you who is in us than he that is in the world. And you dealt this decisive blow to the enemy of our souls on that cross. And the exclamation point was your beautiful resurrection. So Lord, we thank you for all of the saving that you've done, and all of the connection between this scripture and later, and the fact that you have died for our sins and you have wiped out those sins. You have separated them from us as far as the east is from the west, and now we have the ability to live in the age of grace. And so thank you so much. I'm also really grateful for this little nod to Melchizedek, because we see this in the book of Hebrews being better fleshed out. You were the kind of priest that lasts forever, and a priest intercedes for his people. And Jesus, that's exactly what you have done. You have been that intermediary between God and man. And as God-man, as 100% God, 100% man, and that hypostatic union, let's throw some theology in there, you were the only one capable of making us right before God. And so we just thank you for the richness of the theology in this particular psalm. And we thank you that also that there is going to be a day of reckoning. There will be recompense done. There will be perfect justice meted out. And in this imperfect place that we live, between the now and the not yet, when our souls cry out for the victims of human trafficking and those who are perpetrating against others with the industry of porn, and with murders going on, and with lawlessness and just so much corruption and lying and political mess. Lord, we can't fix it. I can't fix it. I can't make it right. I can stand up for what you want me to stand up for, but I cannot fix the evils of this world. That's a human heart problem. And I thank you so much that the remedy of that has already been done. And now our prayer is that we are to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers out into the harvest. And so that's what we do today, Lord. We pray that you would bring more people into your fold, and that those people that meet you would also gloriously proclaim your kingdom, that we would be about the kingdom and not about our own kingdom. We would be about your glory and not about our own glory. We would be about your fame and not about our fame. We would be about our Father's business, which is to love those who are broken, the least, the last, the lost, the lonely. And Lord, for all of those who are listening today that feel like they're the least or the last or the lost or the lonely, I pray you would come alongside them right now and just speak life over them and help them to know they're not alone. You see them, you love them, you hear them, and you will take care of them. Lord, thank you for doing that, and help us as we look forward to Christmas to remember the fact that you are with us. Emmanuel, God with us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you, and I hope that today is a day that you have deep, deep peace.